IQ Mobile. 10-4 TSW. 4 TSW. 10-4 IQ. Good morning. Name here is Bill. It sure is pretty out here. It's gorgeous. And I'm just headed over to the Simpsonville Y to do some swimming. But I'm still trying to wake up.
Good morning, and I've been up since 5, and currently walking the dog out in the field and that for a little morning before the day turns hectic, right?
I got up at 6. At 6:15, I was walking my dog, and we walked about 45 minutes. We have a route we go. I live pretty much out in the country. And so I started walking him early in the morning because it's getting hot in the afternoon. He and me just don't want to go out in midday anymore. Not walking. And so we got that over this morning as well. It's beautiful. It was 60 degrees when I got up.
It is out here now, but it sure does feel good. But mine's ready for a walk any time of the day. She don't care. When I get home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she's ready to go. And that, but fortunately, we walk in all grass field and that, so it's not it's not pavement, so it's not too bad. And the name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Yeah, well, that would be nice to do that. I walk on the asphalt. But it's tree lined most of the way where I go. You just have to get on the right side of the street at the right time of day and stay in the shade, but the asphalt still gets hot. Toby's always ready to go. The problem is, if it's later in the day, we have to make about anywhere from 5 to 10 stops. Let him get his breath and cool down. It takes forever to get a walk in that way.
It's the same way, not because she gets hot. We call it, we're going for a sniff and smell. We got to sniff and smell everything because, people, they play ball in the ball field, so they brought their dogs, so we got to smell where all the other dogs were and that, so it just takes a while, but she enjoys it, and I'm not on a time frame, so that works out. Only off today because I got some tree trimmers coming today, so kind of waiting on them to show up.
The walks it's a shared experience, and like when I go walk, I mean, the way I think about it is for me, it's for my dog Toby, especially for him as it is for me. And that's what they like to do, sniff and smell. That's a doggy thing, and they enjoy it. I had tree trimmers come out last Thursday. They spent about 4 or 5 hours trimming and taking trees down. My goodness, does it ever look different where I am? I had one tree that was right, it just immediately to the left of to the corner of my house, front left corner, and the branches started to actually press on the side of the house. Boy, I tell you, should have done that a long time ago.
It topped probably 15 years ago, but they're 60 foot from the house, but they're 90 foot trees, probably about 4 foot in diameter, and now one of them's got ants in it, and it keeps the sun out of the backyard and that, but I really need a little more sun to get the garden to grow, and I don't want to take a chance on these things falling over and hitting the house.
Well, that's good. You're getting taken care of. Out there where I live, I moved out there about 17 years ago out here, and still had a lot of pines out there with all the hardwoods. Well, most of the pines are dead now, most of them. I guess they got pine beetles in them, borers or whatever. But between all the rain, thunderstorms, and tornadoes we come through, and then the beetles, most of these pine trees are gone. And I've had some really big ones fall down in my front yard. Our house is just surrounded, except for right immediately in the front, surrounded by trees. And we've just been lucky. So all the pine trees are down. I don't have to worry about a pine tree falling on the house anymore. I'm not worried about the hardwoods particularly, but those pine trees, it doesn't take much to get them to come down.
About that. That'll leave me one oak tree in the backyard turning into fence line, but it's pretty stable. Can't make it to the house. And then one of those useless Bradford pear trees that's in the front yard, but I keep it trimmed up so it's one of the oldest in the subdivision. Everybody else has lost theirs. And so KN4TFW.
KN4IQ. Yeah. I tell you, they're really brittle. And you get a lot of wind or you get snow, or it seems like they're one of the first to come out and last to go as far as leaves. Well, you know, they're an invasive species, and all the locals that know anything that tree would like for them to go away. Over.
About that, it was already there at the house, and now the part of the field that's behind me is all covered over and just nothing but those things. They're useless, like you said. And that, but I usually keep mine top to back and that so they don't break. But I did have a microburst come by one time, had one in the backyard, snapped it off a foot below the ground.
That's too bad, or maybe it's too good. I don't know. But they're beautiful trees. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're just beautiful. Most of the time, they're well-shaped, but they can be a pain. Yeah, I've seen there's a field that is not being used. I guess it was used for grazing for one time, but it's just like you say, it's just full of Bradford pears now everywhere.
Ever get them started or let them get started, that you can't get them under control.
Yep. Yep. What a pain. Oh, well. You say you have today off. Is that just because of the tree people?
Yeah, Roger. Today and tomorrow I took a vacation day just so I could be here when they were doing it in case they needed anything or had any issues. The church owns the field behind me, and they're going to allow them to cut through the field, and they can pull right up to the trees, so it makes it a lot easier. They got one of those boom trucks with a big grabber on it, and they just grab the branch, and it cuts it off, and then they lower it to the ground, so it'll be interesting to watch.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I still have tire tread marks out in my front yard.
This field out here is pretty hard packed, so I'm hoping it don't leave too bad. Depending on how he cuts through there, as long as he cuts through the back end, it shouldn't hurt anything because nobody does anything there. It's just a growed up field.
You live, I mean, a part town.
Rear, right off of 290. Water towers, not far from there. The big Fairview Baptist Church, you know, is at the red light there, just a couple hundred yards from the house.
Yeah, I know where that is. have a, my mailing address used to be Greer before I moved out here. In the, my address is Simpsonville, but I'm not in the city limits. Simpsonville covers a big area as far as post office is concerned. They got, you know, several post offices called Simpsonville, just like Greer. I used to live over in East Greenville. A lot of that, actually, when I first moved over there, that part of that was a rural route. Believe it or not, that was suburban.
Growing up so fast around here, you'll never be able to tell when you get out of one city and into the next one. It's growing so fast. I remember when Greer was just a small town when we first moved here 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, my family first moved here in 1963, and I had just graduated from high school in Shelby, North Carolina. And Pleasantburg was, I think, 291, and they called it the bypass.
Yeah, you're a little older than I am. I graduated here in 78, but still in 78, there wasn't really nothing here. 385 wasn't there, and that, so it's a lot different than it was then. I moved away for 20 years because there wasn't nothing here.
Yeah. Boy, Greenville has changed. Well, when we moved here in 63, they had just started building the interstate, and that's I-85. And, well, I had a Volkswagen. I went to Auburn, and my brother and I did. And we'd get on I-85, unfinished, with most of the bridges not completed or even started. We get on that thing at night and drive towards Auburn, you know. So we didn't have to get on 29 to drive all the way down. That was almost an 8 to 9, 10 hour drive. We'd get on the unfinished interstate and do it about 5. You just had to be careful you didn't go over a bridge that wasn't there.
It just seems like they're always working on a 85 since I was a kid.
Well, it doesn't seem like it. It is. They always work on it. They have never stopped. Yeah, when it first came through, it was just a little old two lane. That was a big deal. Look at it now. It reminds me of Atlanta. Maybe about 30 years ago, 35. Well, I'm just about here. This is the first time I'm back in about a month. I had a real bad sinus infection, and I don't really think it's an infection. It's this pollen that we had this year about killed me. And I still have congestion. So I thought I'd start coming back here, and I can tell when I quit for about 4 weeks. It's just I can really tell it. All right, so Candace, nice talking to you. I think it's the first time, and hope we can do it again in the morning. So N4IQ.
Well, good to talk to you. Enjoyed it. Look forward to another time, and you enjoy that swim. KN4 TFW.
HKX KX. Ken, you still there?
Yep, Roger's still out in the field.
This morning I remembered you was taking a day off or something like that. I couldn't remember what for though.
You hook this thing up to my 2-meter antenna and get on this morning. Susan was up. She had to go to work. Well, no, she didn't have to go to work, but we both got up at 5. And I'm waiting on those tree trimmers today.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. You're having the trees removed.
To get here. They're not supposed to be here till 9, but I was checking it out, and he probably needs to drive around the ball field. That way, if we make any ruts, it won't be no big deal.
Weekend.
Had the grandson's birthday on Saturday. He spent the night. Sunday, we went and went fishing for a little while, then we played radio for a little bit. He logged a couple of stations in for me on the computer, and then we rode the four-wheeler, and then I took him back to Anderson.
Like a good time.
Yeah, I made quite a few good contacts, picked up another country. I guess it was Scotland that I didn't have, because they were having all kinds of stations from that area because of the Queen's Jubilee. Got one that was, he was broadcasting from right there at Windsor Castle out on the yard.
Exciting. I know a couple other guys texted me that 6 meter was open and 10 meter was open this weekend.
I was going to make a contact on 6, but then he went QRT. So it's like, well, dang, didn't get him, but I heard it good. And I heard, and made some long-distance contacts on 17. You know, that's just my ham stick.
Hands were open pretty good this weekend. I don't think I even really turned my radio on.
The higher ones were. 20 wasn't too bad. 40 was terrible for me. You know, usually 40, man, I'm good everywhere in that, but I struggled on 40.
The YouTuber that done a skydive on 10 meters this weekend, and he was making contacts on his way down.
I saw another post a couple of weeks ago about somebody doing that. That'd be pretty interesting. At least you'd get a little bit of height out of it, right?
Just a little bit.
I wonder what he was using. Probably some kind of backpack mode, right?
I'd have to look it up. I'm sure he posted all that information.
Okay.
Doing good. Just trying to get this Monday morning going. I'm at my first stop waiting on them to get here.
Taking their feed on a Monday, right?
Yeah, well, they took all last week off, too, so I'm actually going to be really dragging this morning.
Best for, I guess, all the ships that are in museums and that. They were broadcasting from all the different ships, so I probably picked up 10 or 12 of those.
There were some guys on here last week talking about the... they were going to be broadcasting some of the old World War II era radios and stuff like that, using them to make contacts with.
Yeah, and some of them must have been using them but it seemed like their signal drifted, and that because they couldn't stay, locked on to a signal good.
Before I jump off, I just wanted to say hello this morning. You be careful out there getting them trees cut today, and hope everything goes smooth. And try not to burn up. Looks like it's going to be a warm one. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Chris Patrick, you have an awesome day and stay safe, and I'll try to catch up with you later. KN4 TFW, clear.